Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dennis Hoban running for the GOP endorsement of Amherst Supervisor. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Dennis. We just talked with Dan. We are 2 days left in the campaign before the primary. How is the campaign going?
I believe it's going well. I've been out knocking on doors, and the response has been really great. People recognize me, and they recognize that I've been fighting for them for the last couple of years. Some people have asked me, you know, when the 11.4 tax increase came out, where was my opponent? And I said, I have no idea where he was. I don't know. So, but I've been fighting for a while now, you know.
Dennis, this was my question to your opponent. I'll ask you, what do you see as the main difference between you and Dan?
Well, I believe I'm honest, I'm hardworking, and I'm dedicated. I've lived in this town my whole life. I'm not a Johnny-come-lately. And it's, you know, that's the main thing. I'm honest and I'm hardworking. I don't know where this guy's been. I think he moved here like 10 or 11 years ago. I've lived here my whole life. I grew up in Snyder. My dad was a volunteer fireman in Snyder. My grandfather was a volunteer fireman in Snyder. I have roots here. I didn't just come here. All the people that are on the board now are basically, I believe them to be carpetbaggers. They're from, you know, all over the place. None of them, not one of them, was born and raised in Amherst. I'm born and raised in the town of Amherst. I love it here. All my friends live here. I don't think it's rocket science to run this town. I think you just need common sense. The one-party board, one-party rule in Amherst is not working. We need some other people with, you know, different ideas on this board, because these people that are running it now, they're just killing us. They're running it. We're in so much debt, and they're not doing the right thing.
Dennis, you mentioned the tax hike a few years ago, 11.4. If you were to be elected supervisor, what would you do to bring that down to the levels it was before or even further?
Well, the people that have been running this town, they've been buying properties. Why they're buying all these properties, it you know, makes no sense to me. I've asked the question, why are you buying this? Why are you doing this? They really don't have any proper answers. I think they're just bailing out some of the developers, and it's costing us, it's putting us on the hook for millions and millions of dollars. And it's also taking these properties off the tax rolls.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They've also hired 25 or 30 people in the administration. And the previous supervisor, he had a full-time secretary and a part-time clerk. And this administration has hired, you know, at least 25 people. They've made up jobs out of thin air. They've hired people that it's just not necessary. That probably is $2 or $3 million a year we could save. If we can look at these jobs and hopefully, if they're not needed, then eliminate them.
Dan and I talked about the Boulevard Project, the Station 12, a lot of the development that was hyped up by Amherst but seems to have run into a few either bad breaks or bad business. Doug Jamal not happy with the speed of things at the Amherst level as supervisor. How do you turn that around? How do you get someone like Doug Jamal back into the discussion to the plan, or what would your plan be for something like the Boulevard?
Well, first of all, I think you started out by saying, you know, the town of Amherst. I think it's this board that has made all these bad decisions. They bought the Westwood Country Club. They never really had a good plan, and they never had the money to develop it as they thought they would, you know, into a park, a central park. I mean, we probably have, I don't even know how many parks we have. Maybe we have like 9-10 parks already. I don't think we really needed another central park. So that was a really poor decision. They just built the Royal Parkway. They built a sports complex for Damon University. It's like tailor-made for them. I think the bill is around $10.5 million. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then they just bought some property like 5 months ago on Maple Road. It used to be the old gun club. They just paid $6 million for that. They just keep buying and buying properties. They're going to and building things too at the highest construction cost and the highest interest rates. A lot of these developers are holding back because the cost to borrow money and the cost to build things, you know, construction costs are super high right now. And that's one of the reasons you see all these projects that are stalled. But not the five people that are running Amherst right now. They're happy to go out and spend our money because it's not their money. They'll go out and borrow money at the highest interest rates. They'll build things at the highest cost. And it's wrong. They're building a bathroom over on Paradise Road. And I'm not saying they don't need a bathroom over there. They got a couple of Johnny on the spots, which, I mean, that's kind of silly. It's a nice park, and it's used a lot. But they want to spend $645,000 for a men's and ladies room. $645,000. I looked at the blueprint, and they're building it like 415 feet away from Paradise Road. I at the meeting, or at the building department, rather, I looked at the blueprints, and I said, well, why don't they just put the bathrooms next to Paradise Road? That'll save $100,000 right there. I mean, that might not seem like a lot when you're spending tens of millions, but you know, you start spending or saving rather $100,000 here or a couple hundred thousand there, or 500 here. That starts adding up to real savings, you know, for the taxpayers. As far as to answer your question, though, as far as Mr. Jamal and the Benderson Corporation, they bought that thing. It's they're private companies. We need to build communication. We need to look at the blueprints. We need to have sensible construction of what they're going to build over there. You know, they had ideas and plans already, I believe. But, you know, it's up to them. I mean, they own it. The town of Amherst does not own that. They made a mistake, I believe, in taking pennies by eminent domain. They should have let Benderson and Jamal work that out with J.C. Penney's. Yet the town, led by Brian Culpa and Sean Lavin, they decided that they were going to step in once again and muck it up, you know. And I think they realized that they made a mistake. This eminent domain, you know, that shouldn't be used in a situation like that. So,
Dennis,
you have to let them work that out.
Dennis,
Jamal and Benderson.
I posted about the primaries on social media, and a Amherst resident says that his biggest concern is the GOP running a primary against each other will give the Democrats a win in November. Tuesday is the primary. You're running against Dan Gagliardo. Do you believe, no matter who wins, if you win or if Dan wins, that the Republican Party will come together by November?
Well, I think running a primary is actually is good for me, first of all, because I'm going to win. Second of all, because it gets my name out there, and that's really good for my campaign. People meet me. They realize that I'm in this for the town. I'm looking to do good things for the future of Amherst. I'm not out there to line my pockets. I've never been a politician. I'm just doing this for the people because I lived here my whole life and I love this town. That's the only reason I'm doing this. I don't need to do this. Trust me. I could do anything I want. I've had a business for 41 years. I can do anything I want at this point. I could retire. I could move anywhere I want, but I'm staying here and I'm going to hopefully fix all the the bad things that's been happening over the last 8 years or so. As far as the Republican Party goes, you know, they need to heal themselves if there's a problem. You know, I can only fight one fight at a time. I'm hoping that once I win, that everyone will get behind me and we'll be one big happy family, you know?
What if you weren't to win, Dennis?
Well, I think that we need to get together then, I guess, the Republicans, you know. I'm a Republican.
Dennis, the final, I gave Dan the end to address anything that I didn't address, your final statement.
Well, I just hope people get out and vote. You know, this is one of those situations where you can actually make a huge difference in the leadership of your town. You should investigate it. You should look into what, you know, these people are all about. I think it's, you know, I'm an open book, and you should look into, you know, my opponent. And I think that it's important that people come out and vote, you know, whoever they choose to vote for. This is one of those rare opportunities. We don't have that many primaries. The Democrats aren't really going to get a choice. They're going to get Sean Lavin. The Republicans have a choice. You can vote for me or they can vote for Gagliardo. I mean, you know, so they can do what they want. You know, I've been living in this town my entire life, and I think I'm the best candidate.
All right, Dennis Hoban running for Amherst Supervisor GOP primary. Dennis, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All righty.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.